Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Dr. Ava is also a student national spokesperson for the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
So, my dear President Obama, I warn you in the name of Allah, listening to liars and thieves and murderers, if you go along with them, you will be stained with the blood of all those that are dying from a lying mischief maker and blood shedder. As a young man, they don't want you to have any influence, so they're gradually destroying you. Those that put you in office don't want you ever to be helpful to your people and others after your 4 years in your second term is up. So because of the consequences of your involvement, while at the same time America is being ravaged with fire and water, heat and hail and sleet and snow and rain and hurricanes and tornadoes and soon great earthquakes and other disasters of all kinds, I pray that Almighty God Allah, in the name of His Messiah, that you will listen and heed these warnings. So I thank you from the depth of my heart for listening. This was a hard lecture for me to give, but Allah laid it on my heart, and I give it to you to do with it and me as you please. So thank you for listening, and may Allah bless us all with the light of understanding as I greet you in peace, as I hope for Allah's peace, as I greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
The Elevated Places call-in number is 347-324-5091. Or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Elevated Places, live on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad, and we are honored to be streaming live on WKBOL 100.1 FM in Waterloo, Iowa, thanks to Brother Michael Muhammad. Elevated Places is a forum where we engage in open, intelligent discussion on every subject imaginable, and we center the conversation around freedom, justice, and equality, including economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. Call us, 347-324-5091. 347-324-5091, and join the discussion. Elevated Places is expanding. You can now hear me live on the Talk of the Town, the legendary urban station, 1690 AM WVOM in Chicago. I'm live every Sunday, 4 Central, 5 Eastern PM. And no matter where you are, don't worry about being in Chicago or L.A. or New York or Tuskegee, Alabama, you can download the iHeart app, download it free on your smartphone or your tablet, and then you can listen to WVON, including my show, wherever you are. Or you can just log in to WVON.com and hear us streaming live. And you can call there also and talk to me on Sundays at 4 Central, 5 Eastern, 773-591-1690. And finally, follow me on Twitter. I'm taking questions on anything you want to ask, and you can submit your questions anytime by going to my Twitter account, Dr. Ava Muhammad, hashtag Ask Ava, and I will answer those questions on the air. And if I'm not able to, I will answer you on your Twitter account. Now, you just heard the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan addressing President Barack Obama. And there's been a lot of discussion as we move to the end of President Obama's second term as to the bewilderment of us as black people on what he is doing with the presidency. We know that he is limited as to what he can do, but I don't think any of us ever imagined that our decline would actually go from a slow one that was already in effect under George Bush to a slippery slope that we are under now. There is such an open assault on us in every kind of way. And those of you that heard my lecture at Mas Mariam September 1st, you remember I read from a document, The American Dilemma, The Negro Problem, and I'm going to continue talking from that document over the next weeks and months. And it was stated by those who conducted the study, if you recall, they imported a Swedish economic Nobel Prize winner. I think it's important to remember they got an economist to study the so-called Negro. Right there, you see we're a commodity. We're not a person. We are a component of America's economic life. But the conclusion reached, and it has never been challenged or contradicted from the time it was done in the 40s. In fact, it's been supported, as we'll talk about tonight, it's been supported as years have passed, all the way up to President Obama himself and a person that he is looking to appoint as part of his cabinet. But the consensus was that not some or most, but all of white America's desire is for black people to disappear. The only question was the methodology. So here we are in 2013. Sadly, as I indicated in a recent lecture called The Verdict, in the wake of George Zimmerman walking out the door after lynching with a gun, Trayvon Martin, now we have young brother, Jonathan Farrell, 24 years old, graduate of Florida A&M. I think his major was chemistry, father of a young child. On early Sunday morning of this past week, he was in a one-car crash. He was coming off of an interstate or a freeway in Charlotte, and he had an accident. He hit something, and it was pretty bad. In retrospect, investigators see that the car was so severely damaged, the doors wouldn't open, and this young man was able somehow to break out the back window of the car and crawl out. He's injured, he's obviously in shock, stunned, and he makes his way to a house in this residential neighborhood, knocks on the door, and it's the home of some Caucasians. White woman looks out, sees a black man at her door, and calls 911 and says that somebody is trying to break and enter, or at least the report was taken as a breaking and entering. Police come. He's glad that he's getting help, and he comes toward them with his arms out, and the response is a stun gun. They hit him with that. It doesn't take him down, and one officer, a rookie, white, pulls out his gun and fires 12 rounds at the brother, hits him with 10, and he's dead. So here we are again. And we're going to continue to have this happen. And it could be any of us at any time. Our men are being gunned down like dogs. Our sons, our brothers, our cousins, our fathers, our husbands. It's not decreasing, it's increasing. And, you know, there's this old saying, watch what you ask for, you might get it. If you recall when we were clamoring for justice in the Trayvon case, the spokespeople for the family and the activists that are out there kept saying, we just want an arrest, we just want our day in court. And that's all we got, was an arrest. So now, having learned from that, the prosecutor in Charlotte automatically charges this cop with voluntary manslaughter. He's out on $50,000 bail. Now, as things begin to unfold, there's a claim coming now from the police that he did appear to reach into a pocket or something of that nature. I mean, this never changes. And so let's just get to work this evening, and we want to talk about Minister Farrakhan's recent episode on the time and what must be done, and depopulation, killing us through the food, the complete inability to ever be self-sufficient if we do not have land and if we do not control our food. And fortunately, in addition to our brother Terrence Muhammad, who's with us tonight, we also have our Minister of Agriculture, who's also an Elevated Places contributor and analyst, Dr. Ridley Muhammad. And I want to say assalamu alaikum to both of you. Thank you so much.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes. So, brothers, it's a rough time, you know, to say the least. And before we go further into this critical discussion, and we've got callers already lined up. We have countless callers on to listen, but we have callers already lined up to join us. But let's first start, Brother Terrence, can you give us an update on what we need to know?
Oh, well, so, whew, there's a lot going on. There's so much going on. And I will say, you know, as we heard the clip with President Obama, you know, it's interesting. I think it was on, it was this Monday. I was on a call with President Obama, which is funny that I was actually on a call with President Obama and some other people across the country as he was trying to get support for his new Affordable Health Care Act, which will be launching next month. You know, and I say that, that as he was discussing that on our call, you know, it just made me think of Minister Louis Farrakhan's time and what must be done. And if people have not seen the latest one, you do need to go to NOI.org/the time and see that as he's talked about food, because we know the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you know, our medicine cabinet is in the kitchen. You know, what kinds of food we eat and what kinds of food, you know, we store in our homes, and how to prepare and when to eat at the proper time in the landmark and historic book called How to Eat to Live that he said was revealed to him by God in person of how to eat. And I say all these things because if you get the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper, you'll learn about what's been going on about the stealing of land and the destroying of black farmers. No one else is talking about this, so you need to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting your farmland destroyed and black farmers are getting destroyed and your medicine cabinet is in the kitchen and the foods that you prepare, then if that's all been done, then it's health care that's going to be rolled out. It's not health care, it's sick care and Monsanto care, because they're the ones that can put out whatever they want to put out and be safe. So I say all these things because I'm in the great District of Columbia tonight, here for the Congressional Black Caucus, and I hope that as we're here with some of our quote-unquote black elites and emerging black leaders, that the discussions that you talked about, Dr. Abel, will be lifted. As we know, the brother that got killed in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the random shootings that happened in New York City. Killings and killings and killings are continues to go on. So as we talk about, and of course the Navy Yard shooting.
So
Marvin Gaye says, "What's going on? You know, what's going on?" So we're living in the end time. So when people look at that paper that the brothers be on the corner selling, The Final Call, that's not a joke. That's not just an ordinary paper. That is a trumpet being blown in our communities. As the minister said, this was a hard lecture for him to do, and it's blowing that trumpet and letting people know it's The Final Call. So as I wrap up, I just want to remind everybody of Tuskegee, Alabama, October the 20th. I was blessed to see our brother Mayor Ford here at the Congressional Black Caucus. He's doing well and is strong, and he has invited the Nation of Islam in the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March to Tuskegee, Alabama, October the 20th. And you can also still go register for the youth conference that Saturday, October the 19th, at buildinganewworldconference.com, Building a New World Conference, and conference is CONF.com, and get registered for that. And lastly, I just want to give a shout-out, and I don't usually do this, but a shout-out to ACNU, A-K-N-U, some brothers out of L.A., F.O.I., Muslim brothers, with their mother named Sister Valerie. They're on one of those TV shows called X Factor with that dude Simon as one of the judges. And I say that because they did a wonderful performance, I think it was last night, and the judges said, "Y'all, it's something special about you all." And I just laugh, and I know all the Muslims laugh. Yeah, there is something special about those young men. But they did a dynamic performance, and the crowd went crazy. So I just say that because, you know, we have to support our youth and everything that they do. And the fact that as the minister is a good representation, he gets love from all over the world. So when we practice these wonderful teachings, people will love us. And hopefully our president will love the minister enough to heed this warning, as we're here in his city, the capital of Washington, D.C., and I will give you more next week on some of the things that come out of this conference.
All right. That sounds good to me, and I'm glad you brought up the Navy Yard, where a black man, it appears, has shot and killed 12 people at the Navy Yard. And what is being revealed about him is mental issues. And today I heard that he was on an antidepressant. And sometime during the course of the show, I'm going to pull back up what the name of that antidepressant is. But again, chemical warfare. While the president wants to chide the Syrian president about alleged chemical attacks on the citizens of Syria, we're going to get a little deeper into the chemical attacks on the American people, but specifically and especially and pointedly on black people, historically and currently. And I want to apprise the listeners and callers, make sure you tune in to this show on Thursday, October the 4th. I think that's going to be October the 3rd, that Dr. Scott Whitaker will be a guest right here on Elevated Places, October the 3rd, Dr. Scott Whitaker, who is a profound and courageous advocate of eating natural food and exposing the chemical weapons in the food that we are eating every single day right here in the United States. So make sure you do not miss a special edition of Elevated Places, Thursday, October the 3rd. And so Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence, Dr. Ridgely, in the current issue of the Final Call, which carries the 35th episode of The Time and What Must Be Done, subtitled Farming is the Engine of Our National Life, and then the cover story is Stealing Land and Destroying Black Farmers. Stealing Land and Destroying Black Farmers, and it talks about the uphill, protracted battle that the very few black people that are still trying to feed us and what they are suffering under this relentless assault at the hands of the U.S. government. And I know that in the story, they interviewed you about what is going on. And if you could give us a brief understanding of, I think it's called the Pigford Agreement.
Yeah.
What that came out of, what that was supposed to do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was the Pigford lawsuit. That was an out-of-court settlement. What we should know is that November of 1997, the black farmers were going to have a mock trial at Howard University, and it was going to be aired by CNN. Now, CNN is the very place where we was protesting in front of a couple of weeks ago that the article was about. Then CNN didn't have to come out to view us, talk to us, but unfortunately, the Final Call did come out and do a story. But in 1997, the farmers were going to have this mock trial, putting the USDA on trial and exposing the discrimination, exposing the hypocrisy, the lies, and how they were taking land from black farmers. So what they did was they put together this fake consent decree done by Al Pirie, that was supposedly the lawyer for the farmers, a white Portuguese Jew, and hooked up with his Jew buddies that he used to work with at the Department of Justice, and with his the judge, Friedman, another Jew. They sit together and they concocted this consent decree, and they did it just to stop the exposure of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's collusion to destroy black farmers. And at the same time as they were destroying black farmers, the U.S. Department of Agriculture was designing terminator gene technology and then giving it to Monsanto so that Monsanto could produce genetically modified crops that would not, the seeds would not reproduce, and you had to go back and buy from them every year. Now, at the same time they was taking the black farmers out of business, they were putting Monsanto in business on a large scale. So anyway, so they come with this fake consent decree, and then there were 3,000 black farmers that was going to be foreclosed on. And this was the main thrust of the lawsuit, was to stop the foreclosure of these black farmers and make the U.S. Department of Agriculture forgive the debt, because it was illegal debt. But instead, they opened it up to people who did not farm. They said, you farmed or attempted to farm. So they got thousands more black folks who said, well, I attempted to farm. I went to USDA. They didn't give me no loan to get started. I don't have no paperwork, but, you know, I did attempt it. So they did. They gave them money. So what happened was it was two-thirds, 60% that was given the money, 40% that that wasn't. 3/5 were given, and the 2/5 were not, and the 2/5 were those black farmers. And so what they have done is, over time, hidden from the media, is take these black farmers' land. And this is why we are at the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March in Tuskegee, holding the future of farming and food in America, to bring the farmers in, the Ministry of Agriculture in, and those who are interested in, to discuss what has happened and what we're going to have to do to reestablish a healthy food system. For black people first, if anybody wants to join, because we know that the food is a weapon of mass destruction, and they are poisoning us every day. They will not even allow you to find out what's in your food. Monsanto has patented the seeds and the ingredients, so you are eating stuff. You don't know what it is. Can't nobody find out what it is, and they won't even tell you that you're eating it. So we know that they have perfected in 1999 a method of putting spermicide into the corn, put something into the DNA of the corn that would destroy the sperm. And we know now that the sperm count is reduced all over the world by 25%. We also know that they've done research with using hamsters in Russia, long-term research, and they found that the third generation of hamsters do not reproduce. Okay? They do not reproduce. But they don't do those same tests over here in America. They do short-term tests, but not long-term tests, because the poison is long-term. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that what the devil does is that they put stuff on the market, they won't kill you right away, but it has a
exactly.
long-term effect.
Exactly.
And by the time you die of it, you don't know where you got the poison from. This is why we must fast, and we must eat our own food as most as possible, and definitely get our mouths out of the devil's kitchen, because he is concocting different poisons to take you out slowly. So we're having this conference to develop a new system and a new way for young people to make a living, because we have to develop a whole new economic system. The economic blueprint must be put in place to save our lives and to develop an economy. So that's the short and long of it. You know, I can talk for hours on this issue, but I think
yes,
that
it's a critical
we will
issue.
You know, have the callers. But the consent decree was a sham, a shame, and a game. And now we've had 10 years afterwards, and they're still foreclosing on some of the same farmers. Even some of the farmers that got $50,000, they come back and say, well, we made a mistake when we forgave the loan on you. Now we want the property. Why they got to have the property? They got to have the property because they owe debt to China. China got cash. China owns land. So they will take the land from the black farmers first, sell it to the Chinese, and soon they'll be taking the land from the white farmers to sell it to the Chinese. And they're only going to keep enough land that big corporations can run with their big equipment and the satellites, and they've been producing nothing but genetically modified poisons to destroy the population by 4 to 5 billion people. That's the long and short of it. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I know that we're going to have some really serious discussion in the wake of what you just gave us. And, of course, brothers and sisters, this is the focus of this year's 18th anniversary of the Million Man March, Holy Day of Atonement, will be in Tuskegee, Alabama, in the Tuskegee Square. The minister will call for the pooling of resources of Black America for the purpose of the implementation of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's economic program to end poverty and want. This very day, the Tea Party racist-dominated House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress voted to reduce the food stamp program here in the United States. It is just a despicable state of affairs, number one, that we have so many hungry people in a country that is going all around the world accusing other leadership of nations of depriving the people of freedom. There's no such thing as freedom when you are starving to death, or, as Dr. Rizzi is explaining to us, we're eating all day, but what we're eating is not even food. And so we're starving either by virtue of being deprived of anything to put in our stomachs, but even those of us that are eating, we're malnourished because what we're eating, 90% of it is not even designed by nature to be consumed by the human body. We're taking in more and more things that our body doesn't even know what to do with and doesn't know how to get rid of. And that's why we have an obesity epidemic. This is why we're dying of diabetes and cancer and heart attack, and we're crippled with arthritis, and our 14 and 15-year-olds have the aches and pains that didn't appear in previous generations until you were 60 or 70.
Come on.
The minister said Saturday night he didn't know what a cavity was coming up. You know, people went into old age with their teeth, with their natural teeth. Now all you see on television is implants. Why is that such a multi-billion-dollar business? Because people are losing their teeth. Because we're consuming non-edible food, and we're consuming the drug sugar by the ton, and we're not, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, we're not even giving ourselves 24 hours to allow the poison that we've consumed to get out before we take in the next meal. So we're going to go to the phones, and then we're going to continue this discussion. And we have to start out the evening. We have Sister Ajali Shabazz.
Okay.
She's got a comment. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, family. I'm promised myself I won't get nervous, but yes, you are the head of state of our nation, and it's the only nation on this earth that makes any sense. I'm calling. I'm so happy, Dr. Ridgely, that you talked about the food. I wanted to add to that an ongoing disaster that is not getting any public media airplay in a way that, you know, lets people know the seriousness of it, and that's the radiation from Fukushima. The President Obama lowered the standard amount of radiation tolerable in the water by 27,000 times. That takes it from a rate of, you know, before the United States government says it'll do anything, from 1 in 100,000 people getting cancer to 1 in every 7. And the radiation is coming, is going to completely blanket the western coast of the Americas. I originally thought it wouldn't go as far as South America, but it seems it will. What they're saying right now is that it's going to be diluted by the ocean, but that's not the case. And the current deluge of sea lions, sea pups, babies who are being washed ashore, and they're, you know, all these biologists are busy trying to save them and saying, we don't know what's going on. They know what's going on. They're just not saying what's going on. It's the mothers are not able to feed their babies because they are consuming massive quantities of tainted fish. So I just wanted to warn our family that do not eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean or from Japan. If you drink green tea, please get it from China. And if sea vegetables are wonderful for the iodine, which is one of the first things that gets attacked in your thyroid, leading to a breakdown of your immune system. So if you eat sea vegetables, which you should, get them from the Atlantic Ocean. I just wanted to add that Minister Farrakhan said everything that I needed to hear in his entire broadcast. I listened to it several times just so I know I don't miss anything, but I just wanted to call to give warning about that.
Well, I know I can't thank you enough for me and my family and all of us, and I hope everyone heard. And this is how Allah is blessing us, that you know, truth is being brought in, and we have such a powerful listening audience who's really all part of the panel as well. But
right.
I hope everyone heard Atlantic Ocean, not Pacific Ocean. You know, just keep that in mind.
The problem
we
is, Sister, since we don't have our own food system, we can't determine where the products come from. This is why we have to establish our own food system so we know where the products come from. But as it stands now, everything is all mixed up. And by the time we get to the store, one day you may be getting grapes from Peru. The next day you may be getting grapes from Japan. You have no way of knowing where any of this stuff is coming from. This is why they won't even put on the label that it's genetically modified or put on the label as to where it comes from. They give you ingredients, but they don't tell you where it comes from. We saw something on TV just recently on one of the morning shows, and they read this document said that vanilla flavoring, you know, you got natural vanilla from vanilla, but then you got natural vanilla from the anus of a beaver. So you don't know which one you're getting. So they will mix stuff as long as you can't tell the difference. They'll mix anything up in there. So you're dealing with a killer. So we have to pull out. And my whole thing is this. God is God, and he created this earth to be a pleasure to human beings. I just do not want to die from a fool who is messing with God's creation and killing me. It is my responsibility to stop that fool from doing what he's doing. So we all talk about we got to die from something, but I don't think I need to die from something that somebody's purposely killing me with when I have a choice and I can do better than that. So we got to come together for God to worship God properly and not allow the devil to kill us softly and we be a part of his scheme. He's just another man like me, and I am too arrogant to allow this cracker to get away.
Absolutely. And you know, to your point about discerning where things come from, now this is where the time has come for us to, as Mother Tynetta calls upon in the same issue of the final call, that's why we have a spiritual root of all of this. Because we, and especially the female, see, this is why a nation can rise no higher than its woman. We have the power to detect. Allah blessed the black man and woman, first of all, with a more powerful brain than the Caucasian. We have the power of thought. We have the power of thought penetration. And if we would begin to seriously, and I didn't say you, I said we, because I'm talking to me, if we would begin to practice Islam, as we have been taught, starting with prayer, we have the ability to not only read what's on the label, but read what's in there.
Go ahead.
Have a sense of smell, a sense of hearing, a spiritual sense, a God within that warns us. And if we go with the right mind, and if we go with faith in Allah and start paying attention to what we're doing, not just grab stuff off shelves or just run around like Tweety Bird, but as Sister Ajali is bringing to our attention about which ocean we need to look at, that same kind of mindset has to be carried into everything we do.
That's right.
And in the interim, in addition to that, questioning grocers, questioning, I'm going to tell you something about this white man. The other thing you want to do with him, since, as the messenger has taught us and you mentioned, they'll sell us anything that won't kill us outright, question them about what's laying out there. Where did you get this fish from?
That's right.
It says you got it from this. Where did it come in? Question them. Now you have him on the ropes for a lawsuit. If you just accept what he says and don't interrogate him and don't push him to the wall, then you make yourself more vulnerable. But we have to be very, very intense now. as you're pointing out. And the biggest thing of all, of course, is the breaks between eating. You know, the 24 hours, 48 hours even, you know, at this juncture. Because the messenger said, I mean, they've poisoned everything, the soil, the water, the air. And so no matter what we get, we have to give our body time to eliminate. And the more we follow How to Eat to Live, the more we take in that navy bean, which the navy bean has the power to push
your radiation.
The radiation.
Yeah, your radiation, too, navy bean.
And this is why the minister said we should eat a bowl of bean soup every single day, every day that we eat. If it's an eating day, eat yourself a bowl of bean soup, because that's going to be the key to surviving this. But thank you so much, Sister Ajali, for giving us that wisdom, and keep bringing it. Brother Donald is on from 512 area code with a comment. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, family. Am I being heard good?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all tremendously for what you all are doing. I thank tremendously the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for his lecture series, The Time of What Must Be Done. Because as we go back and listen to each one, we hear more and more. It's like the Quran says, none can exhaust the words of Allah. It seems that the same thing is going on with the time and what must be done. But I wanted to comment on the term first, the term asr. When we look at the Arabic term asr, we see that in that word there is the connotations of pressure, applying pressure. There's the connotations of squeezing. There's the connotations of wringing out. And the pressure is pressure on all sides. That's inherent in the connotations of the word asr, which is translated as time. And so, Sister Dr. Avery, you mentioned earlier that we are being attacked from all sides in all manners.
Yes.
And that is a part of what is to go on in the time that we are in. So let's look at two cases. You know, we talked about, you already mentioned on previous broadcast, the Dred Scott case, in which the Chief Justice made the comment that quote-unquote Negroes have no rights that whites are bound to respect. But yeah. I juxtapose first the case in New Orleans on the Danger Street Bridge, in which first the Katrina victims tried to go over into another town, but was met at the town by men with guns and rifles and rejected from seeking refuge in that town from the disaster of the flood. And then on the bridge, men were shot down by the police and killed. And
that's
then
right.
I look at the recent case in North Carolina with the brother who was in a tragic accident, and he went seeking help from a neighbor, and the door was slammed in his face, and the police was called, and the same thing happened. The police shot him down. So looking at just those two cases, we see the same mindset or mentality that was put out in the Dred Scott case, that blacks have no rights that whites are bound to or ever intend on respecting. But also, meanwhile, in recent political news, we have politicians steadily beating the drums of war, still wanting to go into Syria and bomb the Syrian people. And then, even though the president is shying away from that, if he had been for that, then a lot of the high-profile black people who are trying to put themselves out there now, they would be all the way for it, going into Syria and bombing it. Even though we see, you know, we have in our history, the history of this country, we know the history of war, Iraq, Libya, Egypt, you know, we know the history and the injustice of these wars, but still some of our people are willing to beat the drums of war just because we are being told that these are our enemies. So one of my points is, my final point is, when we look at the idea of PTSD, I personally think that this is the divine wrath of Allah, or retribution coming upon us, because we, going back through the history of wars in America, there's too much information now for people to know that they should not be going into these countries unjustly killing people and fighting these wars in the name of being honoring their country. They should have the mind to be conscientious objectives, but they're not doing that. They are continuously going into these countries and killing people in injustice. So we have PTSD. And once again, as I said, I think that's the divine retribution of Allah coming down on the people. Finally, I continuously point out the Surah 27, Ayah 81, which talks about the people not heeding the warning and the beast being brought off from the earth. So I thank you all very much for what you are doing every week and every day, as a matter of fact, and give praise and we give thanks to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Donald. We seriously appreciate
we were talking about the day that our people rejected the messenger of Allah, and now they're rejecting Minister Farrakhan. And now our people are suffering for that rejection. So we're going in the military because of money. There's nothing for us to do, and we won't do for self. So we pick up a gun and go kill somebody for money. And so we are, in fact, suffering from the rejection of the message and the messenger.
And, you know, the longer we stay with the enemies of our forefathers and the enemies of God's will, the more we are becoming like them.
That's right.
On every level. And so, as Brother Donald just pointed out, a righteous people would object to an offensive war.
Right.
You know, these wars under President Obama have all been offensive.
That's right.
These are invasions.
That's right.
That are prompted. Yeah, there's no threat whatsoever.
That's right.
To the safety of the American people. See, when you can stand up and say to protect our interests, are you serious? That's like a man looking at another man's wife and killing him because he has an interest in her.
Right.
I found your wife attractive.
That's cool.
You know, your wife looks good. I'm interested in her, but you in the way. And I'm sure if I approach you and ask you, can I lay down with her, you're going to tell me no. So why go through all that? I'm just going to blow you away because I have an interest. And that was the basis for everything that has happened under the Obama administration. And now it's Syria and poised for Iran.
Yep.
And, of course, always back at the ranch, the black man, as the brother said, Dred Scott, all the way up to the 1940s study, all the way up to the minister's message this past Saturday. It is a must-see, a must-hear, because he breaks down the plan for depopulation.
That's right.
Of the earth and of us. And if we tell you, not what we think, but what white folks think, what their scholars tell us they think, that they would like for us to go away. I don't know how many, what it's going to take. I don't know how many black women have to come on TV and defend their dead sons. Okay? And see, the real deception here and the wickedness and the silliness on our part, as you're saying, Dr. Rizzi and Brother Donald, see, we're being punished now. We're being chastised.
That's right.
And we think that Allah can send us a messenger, and we just say, thumb our nose at him. You know, he tells us something 50 years ago, and we still are looking crazy. So that, you know, those of you that have children, if you ask your child to do something, and it takes 3 days for them to do it, are you in the same mood that you were in 3 days before?
Come on.
You know, you ask them to take the trash out and on Monday and it's Wednesday and it's still there and the house is smelling. You know, bugs are coming in the house. I mean, what is your frame of mind? So how do we think Allah is viewing us right now? His messenger tells black women to cover themselves.
Come on.
You know, we have taken you, you're off the auction block. You were naked on an auction block being sold. Now you have been reintroduced to your mother's dressing room, and now you're more naked than ever.
That's right.
You're choosing now to look like that. You're choosing now to lay down with any and everything that crawls up out of a sewer. So yeah, we're getting chastised because now they have us where they make us like they did with Trayvon. They made Trayvon the perpetrator.
That's right.
So now Jonathan Farrell's mother has to come on and explain her child's accomplishments in life. He was good. You know, every child that gets gunned down, we gotta justify their life. I don't care if he was a drug dealer.
Come on.
How do you fire 12 rounds at a man coming at you for help?
Come on.
But a white man can jump over the fence and shoot at the White House, and they bring him in alive. They bring the Unabomber in alive.
Come on.
They brought Timothy McVeigh in alive.
Come on.
Are you serious? They'd send 9 helicopters to save a dog that's drowning. Save the panda. Save the crocodile.
Come on, that's right.
You know, I mean, what is it going to take for us? And we're still on the radio talking totally crazy. Your brother's on the radio here in Chicago today, a journalist. Yes, I have some questions about that shooting. Talking about this brother's murder in Charlotte. I have some questions about it, but, you know, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to get in trouble. Yo, Negro, you're already in trouble. More trouble than you can fathom. Talking like that with the time and what must be done on the air available to you, where you don't have to get searched, you don't have to look decent and come to the mosque to get the word of God. You're getting the supreme wisdom over the internet, and you're talking crazy like that.
That's right.
You don't want to get in trouble? You don't know what trouble is, brother. I'm sorry. I'm losing.
You go get it.
Do we need to hit the donation button? Because that was a sermon.
And this is unbelievable.
That's right.
But Dr. Ava, what just happened? You know, one of the things that I understand, I'm very clear, when you're in the church and the people say you feel the Spirit of God, in the Afrocentric community, we know that the warrior spirit and our ancestors come out through us when we allow our ancestors to speak through us. So what you're speaking is the cries of our ancestors and the fight of our ancestors that will not allow such idiocy and mediocrity to come out of our people's mouths. It's almost like you want to punch folks in your mouth for coming out dumb like that, because we are literally at war. So the spirit that's coming up out of you is the fire that Allah has placed in you particularly, but it's also that you're allowing nothing to disconnect you from the spirit of Allah, the warrior spirit that's in the nature of us. And when we allow that to come out, that's the spirit that comes out. And what we recognize, it may look like something strong and something, what's wrong with her? No, it's our natural self then revealed, because the way that we respond is like the scared to death Negro that has been made a slave. So
yes,
slaves don't want to speak out. Slaves don't want to say anything. Slaves will put their heads down when that one speaks loud and strongly and boldly, because they understand that that's one that's about to, as they think, to get killed, because the master always never wanted you to raise your voice louder than theirs or speak more intelligent than them or say anything that will make them look bad. So you're just channeling the spirit of Queen Nzinga, you know, on all the sister warriors that have come before you.
Crazy.
Yeah, but why is this Negro afraid now that he's a grown man? It's because he eats the wrong food.
Are you saying something?
Uh-oh. Say that again.
Finish it, Doc.
You know, why is he afraid now? Why does he fear now that he's a grown man? Because he's been taught to eat the wrong food.
Wrong food. Look. Oh, Allah.
They're eating death. They're eating. These animals have been killed improperly. They got the hormones of these scared animals in them. As we come up in the nation for a while and stop eating like fools and stop praying, we don't know what fear is. So we don't understand these people. But these people are eating the wrong food physically and spiritually every day. They got a lot of fear in them.
Come on.
That's right.
Wow. See, here we go. See the lessons.
The lessons.
That's it. I mean, brothers and sisters, when we start hearing this, we're absolutely at the end. But we're going to go back to the phones. We got callers lined up like planes ready to take off at O'Hare. Robert Muhammad, welcome to Elevated Places. Calling from 212.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Robert Muhammad. I'm glad to have an opportunity. I thank Almighty God, Allah, and our illustrious leader and teacher, and the people on Blog Talk Radio. My statement and comment is on the fish from the Pacific coast. I like the Muhammad back on that sister. Some of those fish that come already frozen, they have the Jewish insignia on it, marking kosher. But the fish not only are coming out of contaminated water, they're soaked in polyphosphates. How you can tell when your fish, whether it's whiteys and salmon, those are the major fish that they've gone after, when you cook this fish, regardless of how you cook it, it leaves a big white scum in the frying pan.
Mm.
The scum is a residue and a residual effect from the poly, which is a portion of a word for polyurethane. It's low dose. I guess you could say it's low dose polyurethane.
Mm.
The phosphate, if you look it up from the word phosphate, you see it has to do with a very strong poison, and it's somewhat radiated. Low-dose radiation. So anything that we eat, if you remember 3 or 4 years ago during Ramadan, our beloved leader and teacher, the Honorable Master Louis Farrakhan, he said, see if you can go without eating fish for 6 months during Ramadan. The time is coming because of this genetically altering and biological, chemical, and germ warfare that we're going to have to get off fish.
That's
because
true.
They're feeding the fish
That's
waste.
That's true, sir.
That's the God's honest truth. They're feeding the fish waste, manufactured waste, and other biological chemicals, and they're targeting our food. They found out that the radiation came from Japan when a Japanese child's soccer ball ended up on the West Coast, right around the salmon run in the Pacific waters. And that was then. It's been a year since then, and the water has reached there. And the marine life is dying across the globe, not only porpoise. Sometimes you see the beaches loaded. Birds are dropping out of the air. Birds eat fish.
Yeah.
Birds eat fish. Those birds that travel, they live on aquatic life. And I think if everybody's trying to push fish to the Nation of Islam now, it's not coming off the shore of Peru. See, they know where the less chemicals and contaminated water is concerned. It's not on the Pacific coast. It's on the eastern coast in the area of Peru. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Ooh, I love these callers. Oh, my God.
Well, the Peru
oh my
is
God.
Still on the
so
west.
Did you all hear that? That
yes.
One clear indicator that this fish is toxic is this white substance will appear after you cook it. No, he said no matter how you cook it. And see, that's what I'm saying about the intellect of the black man and woman.
See, what they're doing is this.
We apply ourselves. We're going to start seeing through all of this. But you know, he's so on it because I remember the minister telling me about at least six generations it would take to really begin to go back to how we ate properly. And then life would begin to see. We're already moving into life extension from a low of 70, as David spoke of in the Old Testament. The prophet David, the son of Suleiman. Remember, he bemoaned that man only lives 70.
Right.
70 from Methuselah. And Noah and the old prophets going up almost to 1,000, that quick after this 6,000-year period came in, that we began to drop until at the beginning of the 20th century, the average lifespan for Americans, and this is including white people, so that it was even lower for us, was 47 years old.
Mm.
47 years old. And if you look at the minister at 80, you see.
Come on.
And no lines or wrinkles and no deterioration of mind.
Right.
Of voice strength. Okay? And there are others beginning to pop up. More and more we're seeing people in their 80s, 90s, and beyond engaged in their livelihoods and professions. And as we move forward, because you can trust and believe, you got a whole bunch of white folks been doing how to eat to live. But
That's right.
As Brother's saying, you know, we're weaning off of a certain diet. From the pig, you know, to the red meat, to the chicken, to the fish. And ultimately, if we're going to live into these hundreds and as long as the possibly 1,000 years, we have the human body has the capacity for 1,000 years, you and I will not get there eating any kind of flesh. We won't get to that point. And as he's saying, ultimately, God knows fish is better than chicken, which is better than red meat. As the messenger said, no red meat is good for you. None
That's
of
right.
them good. There's things
That's
that
right.
Allah allowed in the Holy Quran. He allowed it. He didn't say it's what we call a hereafter food. See, there's foods he allows and things he allows so we can wean off of the madness we've been under. But it's just like when somebody like that, brother that killed all those people, he was on some sort of antidepressant that makes you absolutely insane, you know. And when you try to come off these drugs, all of a sudden you're crazier than you were before you took them.
That's right.
Because your body goes into shock. So it's the same thing with the way we eat. But ultimately, we looking down the road, we better realize that. Ultimately, we're fruit people. We're not even vegetarians. We're fruitarians. But we'll talk about that another time. Because I know nobody wants to hear that they can only have apples.
Right. But you know, you got to have a life, sister. to be satisfied with just apples. And this is our problem. We don't have a life that we enjoy because we are living
a
lifestyle and doing work that we don't want to do. We haven't found our purpose in living. We know that when you really engrossed in something that you really like, you don't even think about food.
You really
don't. You're engrossed all day and night long in something that you really want to do. Somebody has to remind you. Oh, Richard, you know
you
got
to
eat something.
You forgot to eat. Yeah, that is
you forgot to eat. So we don't have a life, and this is why we're losing our life, because we have not found a life.
And that's so true, like gas to a car. I mean, do we just think about gas all outside of the price? But you don't think about gas having any function other than feed the engine. I mean, you don't say, man, I can't wait to get some gas. I'm going to give me some of that unleaded tonight. You know, and really food, you're right, it's way out of sync with its function because we don't have anything else as a source of pleasure and comfort. And
that's right.
One of the reasons the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us how to eat dinner, that not only should we eat between 4 and 6, ideally we should eat from 4 to 6, that eating as you eat when you go to the National House or when you go to Brother Sherwood Muhammad and his wife in Brooklyn, they're home to eat dinner. I mean, it is a lengthy, leisurely, beautiful experience, you know, and you're not shoveling food down your throat. You get your soup, and then there's a pause, and then you get your salad, and there's a pause, and then the entree, and there's a pause, and then a little bit of dessert and the coffee, and you're exchanging high-level conversation. Somebody might play violin or piano or something or sing a little. That's where we come from. You know, even when I was even coming up, before we just fell into complete death, but when I was coming up, as girls, we went to charm school. We were in debutante cotillions. My mother taught my sisters and I, don't eat out of boxes and bags. You don't walk down the street eating. That's uncivilized.
Right.
But see, the other thing that kind of eating does, it goes back to what you're saying, Dr. Ridgely, it makes us have a warped view of food. And when you're poor and enslaved and lack creativity, then the most creative thing you do all day is pick out what you're going to eat.
That's right.
So we're going to go back to the phones. Thank you, Brother Robert, for that information. Dr. Salam, Brother Terrence, is on the phone. He's going to call you out. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Salam.
Wa alaikum salam, family. Dr. Ava, you didn't have to go there.
Not at all.
How you doing there, Flight Lieutenant?
All five, by the grace of Allah. I probably bet you're going to talk about the date September 17th. 28 years from 1985. I don't know if you're going to talk about that or not, but I'm just saying.
I may put that on hold.
Okay,
I got to give
a great announcement. Okay.
Yeah, I got to give Dr. Ridgely some prompts because he was on fire today about this food. And
oh my goodness, he started.
You know we were Master Farad Muhammad came July 4th, 1930, and he raised the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There is nothing we're doing now that the messenger did not teach us and guide us through. So Muhammad is still speaking, but it has evolved into a final call in the time and what must be done. Nothing has changed. The question was, why does he like the devil? He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. Why does he like the devil? Because the devil put fear in him when he was a little boy. Why does he fear him now? since he is a big man, because the devil taught him to eat the wrong food. So when Dr. Risley came out with that, it takes us right back to the very basics of what has grown us to be what we are today, and that is how to eat to live. And there's some going on in the water, because they are, alligators are coming out of the water, crocodiles are coming out of the water, and this woman who swam all from one point to another point, what was it, 52 miles? I don't think that was all for a record. I don't think that was all just for a record, because I've done some follow-up on that. They have her on all kind of medications and everything. They may have been using her to test the waters. So the things that we're saying right here on Elevated Places is most profound. And as far as the foods that we're eating, you know, they put guns in our community, but the guns are killing us a little too slow. It's not going fast enough. So they're accelerating it, as Dr. Grizzly has said, with the foods that we eat. And it is so profound that this would come up at this very time, because there was I gave a lecture at a church a couple of weeks ago on how to eat to live and AIDS. So it's the wrong food and AIDS. And now with AIDS, they got home test kits. Did you know that? But there's a psychological side to that, dear family. When someone finds out through their home test kit in 18 minutes that they're positive, that's how long it takes with just swabbing your cheek and gums, then they try it again. You do it twice. The second time, the reality sets in, I got AIDS. Some of the killings of young men and women against young men and women are because they're finding out about AIDS, because they have no gatekeeper to turn to when that thing says twice that you're positive. So it's AIDS, it's the wrong foods, it's guns, and the fear right now. Fear nullifies motion. But when we got some, in 2010, was it? 2008, when did the president come in office? 2008? We kind of went to sleep, but we have found that slavery is now under White House kinship. So we have to, there's nowhere else to turn. There's nowhere else to turn but to the time and what must be done. And when this brother said so much about, and I know what's happening to black farmers, I'm doing this research, I don't know what I can do, but Dr. Rennett, I want to come and see you, but I want to have some with me when I come. I just don't want to come out there and you work me to death all day and without me. I want to bring you something. And I'm going to have to drive because, you know, my brother got a plane and can't nobody get on it but him and Sister LaDonna. So, you know,
We'll meet you in Tuskegee, October 19th and 20th.
Oh, I plan to be there.
Oh, yes, sir. Right. Oh, that's, Seminole Fluid.
Oh, I plan to be there.
God. Well, thank you, Dr. Salam. You always bring it. And that was very powerful, what you said about AIDS and about the gatekeeper.
That's
right. As I've been teaching lately, we no longer have a female-headed household. You know, they already made the major step when they removed a man.
That's
right. Then you had the female-headed household. Now you have what I call the headless household.
That's right.
There's nobody flying the plane.
Don't forget, you got Adam and Tony and Eve and Evelyn now. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's really messed up. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
To really anger, to complete kindling his anger. Yes, Eve and Adam and Adam. Absolutely.
That's
thank
right.
you, sir.
You'll never see a male dog chasing another male dog.
Ever. Or a rooster after a rooster, right? Will they come along? All right, we've got Brother Hoyle has been holding, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hoyle.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Ava and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence. This is a powerful show. And, you know, one animal that I kind of witnessed that I think that does, and that's the pig, you know. I have a kind of witness. I grew up near a farm. Yeah, a pig, uh-huh. Think about it. Pig will try to. I'm serious.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen it with my own eyes, brothers and sisters.
We are what we eat.
You know, and it's sad. But we love that hog to the rooter to the tooter. But Brother Ishmael was saying the other day, and this is very powerful. This world is an illusion. It's an illusion. You know, and I was telling my brother the other day, this illusion. Sister Ava, you know, I'm going back when you were talking about that, you did that tape on how to live, eat to live in the new millennium, and you were talking about us once becoming fruitarians.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful. That, you know, he told us in 1998 to get off meat, you know.
He did.
Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yep, he told us in 1998. Mm-hmm. And you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to talk about that brother. He was on antidepressant drugs. They didn't really mention that. They always talked about his the brother that did the shooting in D.C.
You know, they hold stuff.
Right.
Because they know the attention span is dropping hourly.
And also, you know, the minister mentioned, you know, about what are they doing to these soldiers? What are they seeing? What are they going through? You know, they've been put on all these psychotropic, you know, we don't know what they've seen or what they've been through, what kind of traumatic engrams, as we say in Dianetics, they've been through. And they have to deal, you know, they don't have to go on there, but just being in this white man's army, this madness. And I know last week a brother was talking about Agenda 21. And, you know, this plot to, you know, take out most of the population, they only want, like, little certain grids. And here's just a little notes I wrote down. Also, sisters, brothers, about this navy bean. You know, the navy bean is, you know, rats can't bite through it. You know, the navy bean is strong. You can store navy beans and rats can't penetrate the shell.
Yes, yes,
you,
sir.
You already know that? Yes, sir. That's
sir.
Right.
I've heard that, yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Have you heard of that, Dr. Ridgely?
Yeah, they don't draw rodents. Rodents are not drawn to them.
Right.
I'm
going to make sure Dr. Ridgely. Dr. Ridgely's the man. He knows. So if I'm wrong, correct me.
I can't say yay or nay because we put our navy beans in tight storage. So
yes,
I can't say yay or nay on that.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, I know one thing that a navy bean, you know, Sateva was mentioning, it has a molecule that moves our blood, you know. And it's just sad that why would we want to, you know. I was listening to the minister, and he said genetically engineered modified foods, and this is a case for separation, the use of depleted uranium, harmful additives in foods, poisons in vaccinations, famine, AIDS, chemtrails, and illegal wars are all used to achieve this goal of targeted global depopulation. Now, why do we want to still be integrated with this thing? You know,
well, like Brother Ridgely said earlier from the lessons, eating the wrong food.
Eating the wrong
food. Being taught
in
a certain way. But listen, we're down to just a little over 10 minutes, and we got some callers hanging
on.
But
okay,
we'll look deeper into that, because I've heard something to that effect as well, Brother Hoyle, about almost like being rodent proof or something. But I haven't found, you know, gotten up under it to see. But
yes, ma'am.
We know for sure this is what we need to eat. And look at this. This is affordable. That's the other reality. Is that God gave us an affordable food at a time when food is just price prohibitive. It's cost prohibitive.
Right.
It's you can't afford it. You
and,
know,
and
so
we, and,
people are eating junk.
And junk and meat. You know, we talk about junk and meat. And one more thing before you go. You know, you talk about the people, what they eat, and they have a dark aura.
you notice people that eat a lot of junk food, you can see, you know, they're all what they eat. They just have a dark aura about them. They're like their spirit is killed, you know. But I'm
well,
yes,
not getting any nourishment. Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But like I said, time October 20th. But I'm going to let somebody else talk. And thank y'all, and y'all doing a great
thank
job.
Thank you,
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Well, and you know, brothers, as the minister said about sodium fluoride, and we're going to have Dr. Scott Whitaker on the first week of October to address the chemical war against the American people, that the attack is not in Syria, it's in the United States. And, you know, he supports what the minister is teaching us. And the sodium fluoride, which is in toothpaste and so many things, I know my husband and I, since the 90s, have been trying to tell people. We got with a wellness company, and we've been trying to tell people about fluoride, but there's just very few products that are going to cause cancer quicker than especially this product that we'll talk to Dr. Whitaker about, drinking water. You know, they sell this drinking water for babies and infants. See, that alone is questionable. And because you're buying water for your child, but that so-called nursery water that is in all of the major outlets, it's in Walgreens and Walmart, and you can get it in Toys R Us, okay? All that sodium fluoride that is in that nursery water is why cancer is coming faster and faster, but sodium fluoride is the main ingredient in sarin. Sarin, S-A-R-I-N. Sarin is the chemical, the gas that President Obama named. He's saying it's a chemical weapon that Assad is using against the people. And fluoride is in the water. It dulls the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
It makes people docile.
That's right.
And it was pushed, as the minister said, in time what must be done under the auspices of it prevents tooth decay.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Minister,
yes,
you know, when Master Farad Muhammad showed up in 1930, okay, the enemy can no longer lynch us and do to us what he wanted because we had a defender. Therefore, he said we must deal wisely with him. And now they have concocted a whole bunch of set of poisons that we have bought into. So then he
right.
can look at Master Farad Muhammad and say, I ain't doing nothing to them that they don't know. They want
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay? There is a war going on that you might want to know. You better sign up for Monsanto. So the minister is trying to get us to fight so that Master Farad Muhammad can be right in defending us. Right now, we have proven to be the children of Israel, of this Israel in America, and not the children of God.
Yes, sir. I got time. I'm going to do one call. Whoever, if I leave anyone holding, I apologize. Please call early next week. But we've got Brother Leslie. He's been holding for quite some time. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Leslie. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Well, alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Sister Ava and Dr. Ridgely?
Fine, wonderful, sir.
That's outstanding. Well, I have a comment that really disturbed me on last week. I was talking to a young black man as he was singing a song. This song called "You Got to Get a Body," and of course, if you've been in the street of, as we all have. You know that means you get a black body on your hand, you shoot a brother.
Uh-huh.
So I said, excuse me, brother. I said, if you want to impress somebody by getting a body, why don't you go get a white body in your hand? This brother all but passed out. He all but passed out and said, man, are you crazy? Those people are coming
wow.
to get you. You don't mess with them.
Oh, my God.
I said,
God.
You need to tell me you will actually kill your own. And you scared to even touch a white man? I said, that's sick. I said, brother, really, right now, we don't even need to be in the same area. Because you're a danger to me.
Yes.
You're a danger to me and other people.
That's right.
That just blew my mind, and I was appalled at that, and I'm still disturbed by it, because every time I see this young man, it's like I really don't even know how to talk to him because he's just sick. However,
but you know what, Brother Leslie? See, it's the separation you and I are talking about today, Dr. Rizzi, about the sheep and goat, and how now the message is so clear, and the time is we're in the fullness of time. So the first separation, you know, is the mental one within and making a choice, and then after that, we're recognizing in the family, in the house, what's salvageable, frankly, and what's not. And, you know, when I read last week George Curry, who's not known as a militant of any sort, calling out Al Sharpton and all these people for not having Minister Farrakhan at the march and openly saying it's because you're afraid of the Jews. Cornel West, which you mentioned, Brother Terrence, last week. You know, Cornel West went after Al Sharpton, Michael Eric Dyson. He said they are bona fide house Negroes on the Obama plantation. Prostitutes. See, because one direction, or, you know, maybe your parents fed you too much pig, or it's so deep in your genes, you just can't come out of it. Well, you know, if Allah blessed me to hear the word and respond to it, I'm gone, you know? I mean, it is what it is. Some people did get off the Titanic and survived it. Okay. 8 people got on the ark with Noah.
Come on.
But they got on there. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we could beat history. We don't have to be just 144,000, but whatever it is, see, you know, now we're being dramatically and emotionally affected, like Cornel West is, like George Curry is, like Brother Leslie is with this brother, like I was today listening to this man on the radio and wanting to find him, you know, and say, don't say another word publicly. You can think what you want to think, but I don't want to ever hear you utter a word in the public. Okay?
That's right.
Because you need to be quarantined. You know, it's what Dr. Salam talked about. AIDS is another, it's a spiritual and intellectual, emotional AIDS.
That's right.
That some of us have, and I don't touch me. Get away from me.
Right.
It's not the physical illness. It's that mental and spiritual illness. But anyway, we just 90 seconds, and Brother Terrence, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Rona Mahan. Oh, Sister Rona sent me a document. Oh, my God. I'm going to be talking out of that in the future. Sister LaDonna Muhammad, and thank Allah, her dad is back in Columbus, Ohio. Pray for his recovery. But Brother Bobby Muhammad, thank you for lifting the clips from the time and what must be done. And thank you to that powerful listening audience that we have.
That's right.
In the world has a forum like this one. So let's make it happen. Thank you all. May Allah continue to bless us with life and the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/ElevatedPlaces. If you've enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new